Yeah, I can. Yeah. Let's see. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Board.
Here.
And then we have Debbie Brown. Mayor Lee Ferry.
Here.
And then we have Becca Schultz, the accountant. Evan Palmer, Public Works Director, and Frank Merrill, Police Department Chief, and Cindy Goddard.
What's Cindy Goddard do?
Oh, I'm city clerk.
She wears a lot of hats, let me tell you. Well, we're here now to start the meeting, so open it up and see what everybody's got to say.
Becca, you...
So Cindy printed out the draft budget. I discussed with Frank where police department expenses had been budgeted previously and what he is looking for this year. Overall, it was a slight increase from the previous year. I think it ended up just about 2%, right?
I thought it was 1.5%. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but it was not a significant increase, just a slight increase. Evan and I have gone over the departments that he is in charge of and made adjustments where this year expenses have exceeded what was budgeted, and due to the current inflation situation, the cost of electricity and gas are the biggest increases. Because that's what everybody is seeing. But overall, nothing significant, no major things. I know one thing that we needed to discuss is the ARPA funds, budgeting how those intend to be spent on what projects so we can get them into the right accounts. In the current version, there are no increases for anyone, just because I don't know if you want to do a 0% increase or if you're looking at a 3% increase, cost of living, or just an adjustment based on where everybody's at and what's going on. Okay.
Well, that's why I'm here. I'd like to get an increase, but I know we're probably either to play ball, so...
So basically the only thing you need is increase salary increases. You want to know what to put in for salary increases, and what else did you ask me?
If there are other items where we need to figure out the ARPA
projects. Okay.
ARPA projects, things that you guys want to see.
And then Keith, do you talk about if you remember that?
I don't remember that. I'm going to pull up Keith's email, though. We did... So the water fund has historically not been able to support itself. It is being supplemented with video gaming tax. so the video gaming tax is expected to be roughly $25,000 to $30,000 of the water's budget. So that makes up for what the water is not able to make for itself with the current rates. So Keith and Evan and Joe had some discussions on whether or not a rate increase is necessary, and that will need to be addressed. Not necessarily in the budget, but forward thinking, that if that's something you want to do, then starting something in May, for example, would be something to start that now. He's asked for some information from me, which I have sent him. And Joe had suggested that potentially like a 20-cent increase for people using over 1,500 gallons a month. So basically it's the users. The people who are using the largest amount are paying the largest amount, which is kind of a logical way to approach that. So.
Okay. Who'd you say suggested that, Keith or Joe?
Keith.
Keith, okay.
Keith.
And how much was it, 20?
20 cents. 20 cents per gallon increase for anybody using over 1,500 gallons a month.
Okay.
That's a lot of gallons.
Yeah.
What? Using over 15,000?
1,500.
1,500. Okay, sorry. I got behind.
Yeah, it's just our current one for water, I believe it was 2021, November?
November 2021 was the last increase.
We did, a five-year increase over that course of time, and it ran out in 21. So we wanted to give an updated version of some sort, which we won't have completely in stone, just what we suggested, because looking over information, receiving last minute, just something if we wanted to look at year by year or try to get another five-year extension on water sewer rates to keep up with today's expenses.
Joe and I have looked at other budgets for other areas, and they are seeing chemical prices increase like 25%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a big increase. So,
yeah.
It's not going to slow down.
No.
That figure that's 20 cents per gallon over the 1,500 mm-hmm. gallon users, does that cover the gap? Close, do you know?
That, I mean, that's, must be kind of what it sounds figuring. Like based on what Keith, I don't know how all of that part works.
Yeah, Keith's still working on it. He had to get a little bit of information off of the Becca to finish it up. I think you want the last 5 years of information just to see what that did for us. The first setup that was okay then to see, did it help us? Are we still in the red? Or are we breaking even? Are we profiting now, you know? And so he was just waiting to get the last of information. So we'll have more here soon. We just running that by so you guys are aware that, that it's something we can look into.
I just hate to go 20 cents and then all of a sudden now we've got to, you know, we're looking at it and saying, well, we should have done this. I mean,
I think that happens every time anyway.
So, yeah.
I think it's always should have, could have. Might keep, well, like she said, you know, chemicals are going up. And mm-hmm. I think 1 year it went up twice on us. Just the chemical company would call and say, hey, went up again, you know, COVID, food prices. You know, we know a few factories, you know, caught fire now that supply certain things. So it's just,
sure.
It's getting worse.
Does anybody know if we have any outstanding water bills that need to be paid?
Oh, there's always those.
Recoup them if you can.
Cindy has been sending out the shut-off list on a monthly basis. She runs them, she gives them to the guys.
Yeah.
But there's and then there's old ones, too. Yeah. I mean, real old ones that I don't know what they do with those.
But is the water still on those real old bills, or are people just gone?
I think people were gone, moved.
What it is, someone moves out, and then they got an outstanding bill, and
it never gets paid.
The only time you get paid is if they moved in back in town,
come back.
And then she pulls it up, hey, you still got an outstanding bill.
The landlord doesn't have to pay it?
It depends whose name it's under. A lot of landlords don't have them anymore.
I got you.
So like if you moved out and didn't pay your bill, and then come back in town 10 years later, she can pull up and say, you still owe, so before you get water.
I got you, yeah.
So a lot of them, you probably just...
You can't let the next person, you know, suffer because of the last person paying their damn bill.
Yeah, we don't do that.
We never have anybody get water.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I figured we had something covered, but...
And then, like I said, with the water stuff that we'd like to do at the fairgrounds or the tank rehabilitations and stuff of that. This week, like I said, we got the valve installed, so we tried bypass setup. So we're going to work on that this week. And then Keith, Joe, and I will get back together, and then we'll prioritize what we believe to present to you like you guys asked, in what order we think for water / wastewater, all this stuff should go. So we're in the final stretch of figuring out.
Do we have a date that has to be budgeted or
earmarked? So with your revenues coming in, it would increase your revenues. So you don't have to budget for the revenues to increase to accept the money. What you have to do is you have to budget to spend it. So right now, with the video gaming revenue coming in, water does not have a deficit. It's got a $10,000 surplus from video gaming. So long as we make sure that we have at least a surplus budget, then we can look at those things as how it affects the bills. I also am not super familiar with how many people in town actually use more than 1,500 gallons. That's another Joe and Keith question. You're looking at your like families of four, probably. People paying more than a minimum water bill.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones who are going to potentially see that increase.
Is that
going
to affect businesses, too?
If they get city water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if the gaming revenue money is filling the gap, so what, then we just take the gaming room money and use it as, you know, just to spend?
Well, I mean, if you have...
I'm just trying to say, the way it is, we've got the money. Where does it matter what pocket it comes from? Why do you want to charge people more money? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Things ain't going to get any better.
We're at this now, how much deeper are we going to go? That's the only thing.
No, I mean, I get it, but I mean... We're not broke.
No.
And how many businesses have we lost? The businesses we got all excited about here just a few months ago that were opening are closing. I mean, the only way to make this up is raise taxes. And I'm against it. We still got money. I mean, that's just me. I will abide by whatever you guys say. I'm not a dictator. I'm not going to just, by God, this is the way it's going to be. Whatever you guys do is fine with me. I'm just throwing out what people are going to say.
But if you've got revenue coming in that you are allocating to your water, which is supposed to be a money-making portion of the city, you can reallocate those taxes to pay for your departments that don't make money. The police department isn't supposed to make enough money to support itself. The street department, the same way, that if there's new equipment needed for the streets, a street sweeper or... I don't know anything else about stuff. But you can then, so like Canton, for example, has the video gaming revenue as well. And they use a third of it to support their city-owned cemetery. They use a third of it for their demolition fund, which is something that was also added to the budget this year. It helps fund those things. And then they use a third of it for sidewalks. So if you've got sidewalks that are in disrepair, you have a city sidewalk program to replace those things so that you're improving your infrastructure for your citizens. It's just in potential. You can reallocate those if the water is making enough money to support itself.
Yeah. The only departments that support themselves is water and wastewater. Mm-hmm. And you got all the other departments that are out of general fund.
Mm-hmm. So the only, and I don't know much about the water, but wouldn't it be easier and make a lot less people upset as instead of having like, hey, if you have a bigger family, you're going to pay more money, but instead of having those people pay 20 cents per more gallon, anybody over 1,000 gallon pays 5 cents more a gallon. Wouldn't that? I mean, because that way they're not going to say, "Well, I'm just not going to use 1,500 gallons, and why are you taxing me more?" Because I have a family. I mean, I just feel like it might not bother as many people as if it was across the board. You'd probably get the same amount of money. I mean, that's
your minimum water bill go up then. And that's people that, you know, some people go south.
Your elderly, single lady who lives by herself.
That doesn't use it.
Apart from the mall, but I see. Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to get some pushback regardless of what you do.
I think that one, you piss everybody off.
Either everybody or just a few.
Yeah.
But what happens if we'll just say there's 200 people in town that use more than 1,500 gallons and they just all of a sudden stop? Is that money that's not going to be coming in, is that going to affect something?
But can they control it that way?
I don't think you're going to get them
if stopped. You raise the fees, you're going to get more revenue. That's just common sense.
Yeah,
it's like gasoline. People bitch about it, but they still use it.
Yeah.
You
do the same thing with water. You have to have
gas. Curious at all.
It's a less controllable expense.
It doesn't matter if you increase, they're going to be in here squatting.
But it all comes down to
50 cents. Yeah, when the wastewater goes up,
making 50 cents,
they're in here calling. I'm on a fixed budget.
Everybody is. Look at me, I get it. That's who I'm. I mean, I represent the people. I don't represent the city, as far as I'm concerned.
And it's all, no matter what we do, they're going to complain.
Where's that money come from?
I'm against the rain.
But I'm just worried about our wastewater. It's so old. We're going to have to start spending money on it.
If there's any way we can do without raising anything,
it's more we do that.
So it's not a matter of like pumping, it's a matter of like
bad enough
and
now.
Treatment and everything. Okay,
but
so
we're not getting, we're not getting
I
more anywhere.
I mean,
there's no increase.
Yeah.
But next year at this time, maybe things will be better.
Yeah, I mean, if
sometimes the right time.
I think they've been saying that for the last 3 years.
You've been out there awful
optimistic. Well, somebody's got to be.
I'm optimistic, but it's not till after everything breaks. Then I'm optimistic, but not until.
Well, it's going on one of these days. It has to.
That's what I mean.
Put more video game, more poker machines in town.
Well, somebody did come get an application. He wants to put a video and tobacco shop in Subway. It's the guy that runs the gas station in Cuba.
Okay.
I haven't heard nothing back, but that was just last week. So
I wish
he said that's his plan.
The Dairy Queen.
To me, the pie is still the same size. You're just cut. We got more pieces.
Yeah.
There's only so much money in this town for gaming.
It's not like you have every single video machine filled with the butt, and adding some more is going to increase your revenue.
People aren't
flying
here.
They're just going to move their butts.
Gamble.
Right.
And I think
what's
bad
today, they're going to go down there.
It's going to take away from
exactly.
Somebody.
They just switch. I mean,
right.
It's like you're in a big casino and you just go from machine to machine.
Mm-hmm. Still spend the same amount of money, just in different places.
Yeah. I have one question. All town cleanup, we will
add that in. I did.
Okay.
So under general fund, we had a recycling account for recycling expenses. Since we don't have recycling anymore, I changed the name of it to All Town Cleanup.
Okay.
And then there's money in there based on the expenses that you had this year.
Yeah, 45, 50.
So I think I put in 5,000.
Okay.
Because tip and fees have gone up from GFL.
Oh, there it is.
And I'm not sure
how
you guys use for that, but I'm sure everybody else. Yeah, I'm sure everybody else raised their rates too. There's still some independent.
What did you raise that to?
$5,000, a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, it was $45.52 this year. So.
Yeah, I see now it's $5,000.
And then based on a conversation with Doug, added some demolition, some funds into a demolition expense where. You guys decide that a house is unsafe or the city takes possession of it based on whatever circumstances are going on and it needs to come down. You can put that out for bid and whoever, you know, in town or cheapest or whatever criteria you decide, you can pay for that.
And then we're going to do a cannabis use tax. We're going to do our own account for that. What would you decide?
So the cannabis use tax is a restricted revenue. It is supposed to be used for drug prevention and enforcement. And it's very broad. You can use it to put up signs in somebody's yard that said, don't do drugs. I mean, can't use it to pay for all the expenses related to their new drug dog.
It's funny, so. We do that. But we put up signs saying, use drugs so we can make more money.
Yeah.
Drink more alcohol, use more cannabis, and gamble more money away.
There you go.
That's basically what we're saying.
Yes, yes it is.
Without saying it.
You need drugs or gambling, or got it in City Hall basement.
Exactly. Then you got to put it underneath it. If you have a gambling or drinking problem, call.
Everybody sins, so we can make money on it.
Al Capone days.
Yeah, there we go.
So, just so that it's not intermingled with the general fund, it would be something to consider doing, putting it in its own separate. You can track it easier as to, in the future, when you've built up enough, if you decide you want a dog or you want to have a program that you work with the high school on, that you know what funds are specifically available for that.
So where is that currently going? General fund, you said?
Right now, so it has...
it's under police fine.
Yeah, it's under police fine?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It should be.
Like about the
this is what's expected for this year, but
to get
a running balance of it, I have to go back and pull reports and figure it out, and it would be easier for you.
Police fines have to go into the general fund, don't they?
No. They're in its own fund, but the bank account is the same.
Yeah, we have two different. We have police ESDEX expenses, and then we have a police fine.
Yeah, because isn't that two? That's two separate.
That has right? DUI fines
funds.
And
yeah, two. That's two separate funds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought I remembered years ago they had to change that. But what am I thinking about?
I'm not sure.
There were sex offender registration, which I don't think I've ever seen. Do you guys do that?
Whirlin stopped it when he left. Now the courthouse is doing it, but I'm going to read through that back here once I'm tuned back up on it.
Okay.
I've done a little training on it, but I'm not where I need to be
but,
yet.
I mean, who...
Okay.
This money is still controlled by the council or is it controlled by the police chief?
So it's $100 that comes in, but you have to send part
and then,
of it. To the state,
then these over here are in under general fund.
Yeah.
I know county does.
Like education.
Oh, okay.
County does.
Okay.
Right.
And this is. And that's how much.
Evidently, the county doesn't now.
Oh,
county does their own.
Well,
the county
yeah,
has
these
one
are expenses.
Separately.
It all goes
depends.
Through the courthouse.
It's a
lot. It all goes through the courthouse for the sheriff's department. I think Lewistown has four, maybe, sex offenders that register just in the city of Lewistown. The county, of course, has more, but I think in the city, I've only seen and heard of two, but I thought somebody told me at one point there was four.
Here's the revenue under the general fund.
All right.
So you got accident reports, parking tickets, which we don't even do now.
Okay.
That's something I'll
if you get reimbursed from the state
for
PTI.
Sure. It's just a matter of paperwork and finding out exactly what I do with it. That's all.
Just a bunch of
categories.
I usually just look at the bottom numbers.
Oh.
Don't spend more than you got coming in. And don't waste what you got.
The only other thing I'd ask the council for me in the city on our departments for the Public Works side is we got our Bobcat skidster. It's a good skidster, but it's got the hydraulic setup problem where using our breaker is nearly impossible now. We've had it blow off. It's just a design that just didn't work then. And so I was looking at some new ones. Bobcat currently can't give me a quote because they don't know when they can ever get a machine. He told me it was a year out, not too long ago when we were getting ours fixed. I'm waiting for John Deere to get back, but I just got an average price, just calling Case on just a small mid-sized one, and it was $68,162.50 for a new skidster. He said he'd look at ours sometime for a trade-in. Obviously, we all know trade-in.
Is that the biggest skidster John Deere makes, or no?
No, it's just a...
Just a regular
just,
size.
Yeah,
it's
just
not the great
equivalent
big one.
With our size. So we just went in and found one that's just equivalent to our size. So no, it's not the biggest one. I just want to get a price around the size frame we had. We seem to manage with it.
Mm-hmm.
What was again, Evan?
$168,152.50. Which I quote probably they're good now. I just quoted a while ago when
okay.
I first met with them when we had issues with ours and we wasn't sure if it was going to hold up. That's just a new cost. I mean, you can always find something else if you guys want to look at something you
and use. How much did Kensel charge us to come break that in the highway?
Well, that
it was like
set,
six or seven?
Money. Yeah.
Because we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
The breaker won't work on it.
Oh, and that's what you're talking, the breaker to pound.
Yep, and it's...
Yeah.
Not the breaker itself, because I asked guys up there if the nitrogen or something was out, and they said they do get recharged, but he says you'll know when it's out, just the way it hits and stuff. But with it blowing the line off, he believes it. They did the quick connect design, and they just don't hold up. All that, ramming on the shaft and the hoses, it blows it off, and the air breather's right there. So we've been lucky. It's ran away twice on us, where you just walk away and let it just does its thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been lucky twice, and I don't want to chance a third. So if we need to break something, sidewalks or anything, currently I have to contract it out because I'm not going to ruin a $20,000-$30,000 machine that we got now for breaking up concrete. So I figured I might as well look at it, get a new one. Like I said, if it was a personal one, I'd use it and just never use a breaker again in a day of my life. I would buy a breaker for our backhoe. But then you spend lots of money to have, if they can do it, I'm not sure if they can, but you have to redo all the valve bodies and everything in it to get a breaker attachment for it. And a new backhoe is not cheap by any means either. They're like $120,000, $130,000. It was a used one that Dustin had, and it was $115,000 for a 2020 or 2021. So they're not any cheaper from when we purchased ours new in 06. There's nothing wrong with our backhoe. It still works. And we could
put it in the budget, but I just got notice, remember that grant that we used for the truck, they have another one of those.
Yeah, so I can check. I just figured out that's a big piece to...
Josh Mercer just contacted me that they were doing another one of those. So we could try to get a grant for one, too. But we could go ahead and get it in the budget, and then that way we're covered.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to check with some people, probably Sandball, see what an option of going price for ours is. And, you know, if it's worth 20, is it worth 15? I don't, you know, if I know trade-in would be lower, but just get some roundabout things, then we can, if we decide to go with something else, then we can sell it and then recoup a lot of money. But using a grant, I'd assume you'd have to go brand new.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And it's usually a 50-50, so you would still have to pay half of it, and then the grants would cover the other half, and if you were able to sell yours, and maybe the city's only out $10,000.
Yeah, so something to look at. That'll probably bring back on whenever we figure out more if we can apply for something. But
you want to buy a used backhoe? I know where you can get one.
No, our backhoe's good.
Good steer.
They bought it brand new from the same place they got this.
You can have it on weekends to play with.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there, John Deere's profits for last year was $7.13 billion.
Yeah.
This is a case.
Yeah.
So we don't have John Deere's quote. This is a case, which is out of good.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought you said John Deere, too. That's why
I thought you said John Deere, too.
I'm waiting for their quote.
Oh, okay.
You're waiting. Okay. So listen.
I mean, I like John Deere, but they suck.
Okay.
Right. Same with Caterpillar. Yeah. I mean, Case is probably going to be your cheapest option of those three.
Yeah. I'd like to bring up something about Sarah's truck. Do we need to do something different for that girl's truck?
Yes, I'd love vehicles, but it's also with grants. Our vehicles, as you know, we've had a few new ones, but we haven't weeded out the old ones yet. That they work, they're just they're starting to nickel and dime us nonstop. So here we got. Well, I still got the oldest ton truck. 05 or 06, it's still in the shop. I guess it's going on week four. But yeah, we always have problems with it. Sarah's truck, it's old too. I think it's 04 or something like that. And then the truck that Johnny drives, that Ford, it's a 07 or 08. I think that's got 150,000 or 170,000 miles on that truck. So they're getting up there, and they do nickel and dime. You have the 14 and 15 ton truck, Ford, and then the new Dodge. But the other trucks, yeah, they're getting old and nickeling and diming us. Just more downtime on them than we'd like to see for the city, you know, from the business. We've looked, and your best guess would be trying to find more grants like that. And I don't know how many you can apply for a year.
Have you heard anything from Amanda?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Because we're supposedly the city has
that $600,000.
$600,000 grant, and we don't have that yet.
But I think that has used for water, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. Amanda would also, I mean, if she's doing all of these other ones, she might have a good avenue to see if there's.
So and I can find out if we can apply for more than one on that one that, like, we got the truck before.
Yeah.
You got a $600,000 water grant,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about raising water rates. I'm not saying anything else.
but it has to be used.
That $600,000 will just pay. Let's say if I went and bought that building, you're $48,000 shy of just paying for the new pump station. Now you do the tanks. We had the guy here. He never really gave us a price, but the price of redoing a tank and doing that, you're looking at more. So, yeah, $600,000 don't go very far because a lot of that, if it's written up, I don't know how it is in Amanda's when she applied for it, but some of those, you're then using an engineer. You know what they get paid. So
all I know, they sit on that ARPA money. If we can use it without getting an engineer involved, do it. Because that'll consume our money.
So I'm not sure on her grant.
Yeah, I don't know either details.
But yeah, the ARPA, yeah, you can use without an engineer. They suggest it just so you get, you know, your money's worth.
Yeah.
Well, her grant's a federal grant, so it probably is going to require an engineer fees.
Yeah, we're moved.
Well, usually when you deal with water, too, they want engineer reports.
Yeah, yep.
Unfortunately. Even if you just, I didn't know it until I asked. I was like, well, let's get rid of this 100 horsepower and just put in a 50 horse, and I'll use the same pump, just a smaller motor, so it don't turn so quick. Well, that's a no-no, I guess, because EPA says, no, you can't do that without an engineer's written up thing. And I'm like, really? So.
Do you use up all your free weeks at Keith?
Free weeks, yeah, I try to.
That'd be in the gearbox, wouldn't it? As far as...
Well, electric, it's just a 100 horsepower electric motor, and it's old enough that you can't put a VFD on it. If I could put a VFD on it, I could run that one down. They're not set to run VFD. Newer pumps are variable frequency drives, so...
Anytime you want something from municipal, they triple the price anyway.
Yeah. But
we're seeing that on the, just on a simple job of kitchen floor.
Yeah. And the rest of our equipment, though, like I said, this would be the main thing. The other stuff is still pretty working condition. Street sweeper, it's older. Knock on wood, it lasts a while, but a replacement on one of those, you're looking over $100,000 for just another Pelican. Street sweepers, I've learned just to say you're looking at a quarter to half $1 million for a new back truck jetter. Ours is older. I think we just spent $15,000 to have the pump rebuilt.
Yeah.
And then we done the rear door, which I think that was $11,000. So we've dumped a little money in it, but yeah, parts ain't cheap. So as long as that holds up, we're good. Which I think they say they got a 10-year lifespan on them is what a lot of people I've talked to that run them all the time. They say it's about 10 years and stuff so wore out that you're nickel and diming yourself. But ours has been pretty well rebuilt when we purchased it. The International is still good. We had to have a few things done. But it's good for what we use it for. Vehicles, like you said, a few of them can be weeded out and replaced. Buildings. Yeah, that's a. Some of the buildings are good, other ones are just not energy efficient. Roof's bad. It's how much do you dump into it before you want to change your mind? You know, the street garage, roof's bad. Floor's broke, you know, settled on one side. It leaks water in everywhere. Elm Street's not too bad. We insulated them up the best we could. Cheapest as possible, but you look at the electric and gas bill, it's not cheap at all out there. The heaters run continuously. The garage out of the street across the street, it needs a new roof on it. Shingles are shot, so that's something that we need to look into doing this year too. Tinning it, or do we keep the building because, you know, what's rotted on it? I think that's it for the buildings. Hit and miss visitor center, could still use something done to it.
Things haven't been done to the buildings in years.
Yes. And we've talked, do you invest the money into it?
Or just build a whole new, if you can get the money for it. But
yeah, which is cheap. That was a possibility we always looked at. I just say it because Dennis brought it up years ago, building one out at Elm Street. And making the rest dry storage. You kill the heaters in it, you shut them down, you keep the buildings. You essentially take some of them buildings and you, like down bottom, we put rock and stuff like that in there. So then wintertime, you're not spending an hour out there breaking up rock to go fix something. But that's also a lot of money and wish list.
And there's no grants for buildings because everybody's brother's trying to get them. I mean, I've
talked to the guy in the personally, and he said,
well, a lot of it gets expensive because then you do that stuff and pay that prevailing wage, so it isn't like us just building a shop for $60,000. It turns it, well, the county just did that one in Canton, and I forgot how much that cost them. That's ridiculous, you know. To me, that's just like, wow.
They just built it, got, but they used the money from federal money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was $2 million.
You got 192,000
mm-hmm.
for your ARPA money.
Yeah.
So that's what is
a transformer. They're hard to get right now, too.
Yeah, lead time on some of these things is.
So and I do need to know by the end of April because I have to do that report.
Now you can only have that lot until 2025, and then
it has to be used. Yeah.
So this ARPA money, what can't we use?
It's pretty broad.
It is very broad, but
yeah.
At first it was very much stuff, mm-hmm. and then they keep
opening it up because the cities are like, well, can we use it for this? Like, this is what we need.
Yeah,
but
so it's just very limited.
It is very it's very broad.
Broad, yeah.
Well, what we can use on it and what we can't use on it.
So, like, you can't pay audit fees with it. We have found that out.
Pay out what?
Audit fees.
Yeah.
So, like, your
yeah, but we could use it toward the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Almost everything in water is unrestricted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we use it toward equipment or buildings.
Any infrastructure.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And so we have that there. So we need to figure out what we're going to use that for.
If we had one department that payroll was 292, I could just say that all went for that. And then we could use it for anything we wanted to, but we don't have a department that's got that big a
payroll. You're saying
payroll.
This will be done here
shortly once we meet again, because I'm going to have the contractor meet with me. We're going to see if we can bypass so we can look at the end keys so we can get the pump reads and make sure it can do what it says it was able to do 20 years ago.
Sure.
So if we get that, that's where, you know, you get that 292, which isn't enough to fix some issues that we have. So then when Amanda applied for that 600, we're like, okay, that's adding to it. And I've been budgeting some money to in the contract, which is in here, which we haven't spent much out of throughout the last few years because we were looking at rehabbing ourselves, but we're looking for a bigger picture for the city, not just a quick fix. And then tomorrow you decide, well, we're doing this now, we want to try this, and you just wasted money. So that's where all that money put together helps out a lot.
I mean, the 292 and the 600, we'd have 900,000 for you to focus on one thing if that's what you want to do.
Yeah. But then with this ARPA, it could be spent for other things. So, you know.
Well, we have to prioritize what's important.
That whole project, is that money still going to cover it? I don't know yet. Until we, as the city, decide which route we want to go. So you might be able to use that 292 elsewhere and say, we're just going to use this 600,000 and we're going to get a low interest loan. We're going to pay on this, you know, because the project, say, costs 1.5. Well, maybe we need to use that ARPA somewhere else to do something for wastewater or get equipment or.
But there are some grants that will say, okay, we're going to give you money. You have to match it 50-50. And you say you're going to use your ARPA funds. And they're like, no. Can't use your ARPA funds because you can't use other grant sources to be the city's 50%.
Yeah.
Can't use your Visa to pay your MasterCard?
Right.
Damn.
Unless you put the money out of the MasterCard into this hand and then you have the cash and you're going to put it into this hand to give to them. Yeah. So, I mean, there's always a way around it. You just. Yeah.
Rules for us, but. No rules for the big boys in this political game.
Your husband.
Yeah. So we're back to the point of water revenue. We talked rate increase. I just do my part. It's up. It doesn't mean you guys have to do it. There's nothing with that. It's just to show you guys got numbers so you guys can figure that out. I just provide you with what I'm supposed to do. All I'm doing.
Yeah. Right now, the ordinance that was passed a few years ago expired in November.
Right, so whatever you've collected is what you're going to stay collecting, even though the expenses are going up.
Right.
So it's Yeah, we, there's no raises, you know, no increases scheduled at this time.
Yeah, I believe prior to that one, it was a long time before they even did it again.
So. Well, but I don't like that sunset thing because you're tying other people's hands the future of somebody. You know what I mean? A council's.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, like doing it as a 5-year term kind of thing. Yeah.
Say, hey, we're going to do this and we're going to keep raising them and then.
Kick the can down the road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
To the next guy to get it.
Because that last one was for 5 years, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay. It was 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather do it on a year by year basis as needed if you're really going to have to do that. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're looking out there and projecting, hey, we're going to make this raise for the next 5 years, and you may only need it 1 year. Of that raise or 2 years or whatever.
It just seems like we keep losing businesses and losing people. And I'm kind of like with Doug. I hate to throw anything else out there. Give them another reason to leave.
I have heard that they're looking for a new business for Dairy Queen.
I hope so. That was
I don't know how quick that's going to happen, but I talked to the people that ran it, and they said that they've got thoughts in their head about who might come there. So something is going on with that business.
That much I do know.
Cole McDaniel is out hitting the pavement, and he's working hard to get as much stuff into the county as he can. And he really is doing a great job. So
we need to remember Lewistown.
He is.
Billy Wellman's really been on him, and he said, "I'm just going to tell him, just imagine I'm in Canton, and then find me something."
A Dairy Queen situation. I was told that
the
owner of the Rushville Dairy Queen looked at it.
Oh.
And he wants it, but he's going to wait until the bankruptcy is done.
Wait until the bid for as cheap as he can.
Right. Because if he buys it now, then he's responsible for the bankruptcy.
Right. It'll take a while to play out.
Yeah.
Because I don't think...
You know, his business is utilities. I mean, we see him here and at home. You know, I mean, I couldn't imagine trying to have a restaurant.
No.
Yeah. That's what shut them down.
Mm-hmm. Duke just told me the other day he had the pub sold. Had the paperwork all drawn up and the guy backed out.
Yeah.
Had it all done. But, and he may get something worked out where he just sells the business and not the building. Because that's what they're afraid of is the building, the roof on the building.
Sure.
But then he'd still be stuck with the building responsibility.
We're losing. You told me, I think I've asked you twice, about the grocery store as far as paying.
Yeah, we don't get any TIF money from them.
We don't get anything from them. Mm-hmm.
Did they get TIF money?
No, tax money.
Oh, you mean they're in
the TIF?
So they're not in the TIF district now because they moved the street back.
They moved it back.
Yeah, we got it before until they built a new one, and then they're out of it now.
Now, what if we redo the TIF district?
So the current TIF expires in 2026. So it's not advantageous to go through the expense of redrawing it now.
Mm-hmm.
Be better to wait for it to expire and then do a new TIF.
Okay.
Brand new TIF. Redraw your lines, get, you know.
Yeah, because they said it's pretty much the same price.
My lines would be a circle. There you go.
Yeah.
But
is that thinking, even if we draw up a new one and put the grocery store in that, can we start collecting on them, or is that already...
Not until the old one expires.
Not until 27. Yeah.
But then the new one, we can put them in there and then they have to start paying.
So they're paying property taxes now.
Yeah.
They just don't have that increment from it. So, you would be able to get that. And then they'd also be available to apply for TIF money if they wanted to do a facade improvement kind of thing.
But I'm just thinking when I went in there the other day to get a jar of mayonnaise, they wanted $6.29 for a jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
That has to do with your lack of options.
I understand.
You're going to drive to Canton to get a jar of mayonnaise.
I understand that, too.
Well, you can get mayonnaise at Dollar General.
Well,
I mean,
well, you can, but it tastes like snot.
I think I've seen Paladins there.
That's gross.
You know, yeah, there's cheaper products out there.
But if you want mayonnaise bad enough, you pay $6.
I know.
If you don't, you won't.
I didn't. I get it mustard.
You know, if you want to spend about $20 on a dozen eggs, you can just make your own.
Yeah,
eggs.
Make your own. That's what I think.
There you go.
But where's that? I see eggs in the store, $3.50 a dozen. I mean,
they went down a little bit.
Yeah,
Dollar General. I didn't see they ever went up.
I remember them being $1.27 during.
Oh no, no, right.
Like,
I mean, I know they were cheaper.
Ouch. That.
Aldi used to
have them below $1. 97 cents.
Yeah.
I don't buy eggs from the store. The damn it, the shells are like plastic. I mean, they're hard to break. I get them from people I know where they came from.
Amish has nice eggs.
Yeah.
Amish and then Albert.
I go to Albert.
Albert's got good. There's farmers around. Got good eggs. That's where I get them.
Well, yeah.
The
eggs
in the store, I don't.
Somebody point me in the direction where I can take some eggs home with me today.
Today?
Today.
The eggs at the store don't even taste like eggs.
I don't think so either.
We eat so many eggs. Like I we went through 18 eggs this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love eggs. I do too. I agree.
Yeah, I do a lot of eggs.
They're good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not according to the American Medical.
Depends what day you look at it.
Yeah, exactly. They're good protein.
They're good
then,
today, tomorrow they're not. Yeah.
And it's been heralded as perfect food.
Yeah, I don't have any MSC words from George or Gwen yet.
Gwen just sent hers. I saw it right before I walked in here. Yeah.
Did I? I didn't get it.
Mm. That's the other thing. MST, we pull and chip program. We had more on it, and I cut it down quite a bit. But to three streets off there, pretty large streets. They can't get the rock anymore this year because they're in a bad vein, so it's not state approved. So they have to travel further, and I think George said it's 25% more for this and 20% for oil, so we had to do less to try breaking down to the same price, which I don't remember. You said it was still 87 or something like that, which is higher than what's on this sheet currently.
Yeah.
I did not get this year's MFT budget from George Merkel yet. I also don't have the TIF budget from the TIF attorney yet. So.
You may go in there. She sent something. You may go with the TIF one.
Yeah, if you forward it.
Forward. How about I just print it?
Well, yeah, I can forward it to you.
I'll grab George's stuff from yesterday or Friday.
Since we're talking about money, I'll just tell you something strange that happened to me. Anybody ever, like, forget to pay a credit card bill? And what happens? Next month, you get a bill and it's got a late fee on it. And that's what always happens, right? The other day, I tried to use a credit card and it didn't work. Called the number. It goes through verifying who I am. Once it determines who I am, it usually says, how can we help you? Blah, blah, blah. First thing it said was, this is an attempt to collect a debt. This will be recorded. And I'm like, I forgot to pay the bill, and they shut it off. How much do I owe, Wait a little bit. $100.
Was it your Sam's Club?
No.
Oh, okay. Because Sam's Club, I always
$100.
Forget
I don't do
that.
Sam's. It's a credit card. It's a MasterCard.
My Sam's Club MasterCard, they renew my Sam's Club membership every year, even though I probably go to Sam's once a year. I probably should just cancel the whole thing. But they don't charge me a late fee, but they will turn that card off, and then I'm like,
it's a card I don't use very much. Maybe if, it's the first one I pull out of my wallet or something, but it's probably one that I've gotten as a, hey, you want to buy this, apply for a credit card.
Save 5%?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's probably what it is, but I have never had them shut a credit card off.
This was just the fee? I mean,
I don't know. I just threw it back in the drawer and wait for the bill and see what the bill says.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
it's a fee for the yearly because, now a lot of them aren't free.
And that may be it. That
I
may be it.
I won't sign up for those credit cards.
An annual
percentage
rate or whatever, or an annual rate. Like, I don't get any credit cards with annual rates.
I won't pay an annual rate either.
She's asking me what
I mean, that's all
that
was on the
payout. So
I don't remember buying anything off of
here's
it. Here's
the estimate maintenance.
You order something off Amazon or something,
okay.
And I just punch in numbers. I don't know.
Those are the two numbers we changed right here.
Okay.
meant to put my old healer down.
I just want to get more of the rocks.
And the estimate for seal coat.
I don't know. I'm not eating chocolate and licking my head, so he didn't know.
Did you budget for more rock on Catholic Cemetery?
Yes, that's why I was looking at this sheet, and she hadn't got it yet back from board. So, yeah, I took our coal patch down, $3,885, and I threw that much more into our rock, just so I can cover getting more on that on a regular basis. Usually we're around 7,000 split for that in sand. So I figured out an extra 3,000, that's quite a bit. If you split the sand and stuff up, that's almost double the rock that I can get. So, nope, I just haven't updated it, so it's not updated on this one yet, because we got to wait to get this one done by the end of the year.
I mean, I wasn't planning on oil and chipping Catholic Cemetery in a year. I didn't think it'd be ready anyway, but there's no way with these prices we could do it anyway.
Yeah, and like I said, I got another township, Isabel Township, where Chase works. He did a like a river rock on all his roads because he had his done the same year. And we're comparing to see which one's holding up better because he's got some roads down in bottoms down there after Duncan Town, you know, and that bottom left and stuff. It's horrible, just like ours was. So we're seeing what rock holds up better, what stays in.
I mean, what's the difference between, I mean, the pea gravel and white rock chips?
Well,
I mean, Madonna County uses white rock chips. It's just nicer at night because the roads are brighter. You can see better on
them. A lot of it's hardening.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm.
Some of the pea gravel, it'll just disappear.
Yeah.
It'll like go into the dirt, won't it? Like mud, sink.
But the white rock chips will break up too. But I mean,
yeah.
I just
and it depends on what white rock you use. If there's more quartz than white rock,
yeah, it all comes down to money.
No, I know that. I just like the lighter road. It's easier to see.
I'm no expert on it, but that's why. I mean, he says they're in a bad vein. It's state inspection, and they have a test, and the rock's got to be so hard, or it just turns to dust.
Right.
And I've seen years ago what I used to haul asphalt, and if you don't use the right rock, within a year, it don't even look like it's done anything. Really? I mean, you're wasting your money because it just turns to powder.
Yeah, we can look at other rock. This was, we used to do the white, then we switched to, I don't remember what it was, and then we went to this rock. Through the last administration, so I mean, we can always look into other stuff.
I mean, it's whatever you think's best. I mean, I'm not a
the white rock chips on black. Mm-hmm. When they do a chip and star and chip, if they use white rock at night, it makes all the difference in the world.
I mean, I've just always wondered why Madonna used white rock and we always use pea gravel over here on all our roofs. And it may be a difference in soil too. I mean, but I wouldn't think their ground's any harder than it's soft over there too. It's all farm ground.
No, I think a lot of it is just the city's choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of clay around here too. I mean, as far as dirt.
But you know, it's
89 dealt. That's the silk coat. That's the only chip program we're talking
about.
Oil
and chip, that's what I need to know.
Yeah. Which it went up, and that's what I was saying. I've gotten rid of, well, when we did it, I got rid of Catholic fiber and all Avenue E. And we're still higher than last year just because of the dirt.
So the questions that you need answered that the city council has to approve of is raises and special projects, right?
Yep, that's the information I need to plug in. And then, I mean, you guys, we put the skid steer in, city council can say, no, we're not doing that.
Right, I mean, those kind of things, you budget for them, you're not spending the money, you're just moving it over to say, hey, it's here, and then
it's
if we don't,
if we want,
yeah,
right,
we got there if we want.
Right, I understand all those. I mean, but raises aren't like that. That you got to do it or you don't. And so, like I said, I'll abide by whatever everybody thinks. I'm done talking about it.
You can double down on raises.
You know, if it was up for me, everybody deserves it. I mean, it's not about not deserving it. Hell, you all do a good job, you know.
I've heard some, several individuals mentioned they should get to COLA, cost of living.
COLA this year is 8.7%.
Yeah. I mean,
that'd be a good thing for everybody, but you can't.
The people that ain't getting it paying for the people that do get it. I mean,
yeah. Speaking of money, one other thing. As far as I know, we currently have a guy that might be retiring this fall. So we were looking at possibly another full-timer, or if we, you know, figure something out then. Right now, that's just all I know. There might be a guy retiring this fall. So
you would be able to replace your person that's making over $20 an hour with somebody making closer to minimum wage, or something not $20 an hour.
Yeah.
Then minimum wage would be going up to 14.
It will on January 1st, so it just went up to 13.
Yeah. That's something I guess when it gets closer, I'll know more. Currently, I asked again, and not sure, just as far as they know.
We'll have to get somebody hired, so we'll be paying an extra one for a while till he's gone.
Yeah.
Trained.
But you do have part-time labor available, too, so you can try them out so they're not stuck with somebody you don't like, too.
True. That's
hire a part-timer and be like, yeah, you're not going to work.
That's what I said. If I could hire some part-timers that's interested in a position for full-time, then that's kind of their probation period. So I can see how they work, because I don't think there's nothing really written up in ours that we got a probation period like some municipalities have.
City's IMRF rate did go down again.
That's good for the city.
Yeah, what did it go down to?
It's like 2-something, isn't it?
It's 4.3.
Oh, yeah, 4.3.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It was 6.
Yeah, like when I started here, I think you were at like 12-something, and now it's down to 4.3.
Because nobody's retired,
nobody stays long enough to get vested.
Yeah.
So the city pays in for, who just left?
Whirlin.
No, not Whirlin. Whirlin is a bad example, because Whirlin was here long enough to vest.
Yeah. Probably a lot of police
officers. But Frank, for example, if he left, he's not been here long enough to vest. The city gets to keep that money in their portion of their retirement funding. And so then the next person that you hire, that goes towards what the city would owe should they retire, so it keeps going down because nobody's retired.
It's been down every year since I started.
It was the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Depends on when you were hired. If you were hired before January 1st of 2011, it's 8 years. After that, it's 10.
Yeah,
we've only got two, Evan and Johnny.
Gary should be two?
No. Just me and Johnny's tier one.
Everybody else is 10 years.
They all started just a few years ago. So they got to do 10 years to vest in.
Well, I think the employees need a raise. I mean,
I'm not saying they don't. I just,
you know, this is like everybody. Their costs went up too.
Yep.
And
I get it.
They're not bringing home, they don't have as much money left over at the end of the day.
I get it, buddy.
You know, they do a good job, as you said. They do a good job, and obviously, you can't pay them based on how good we do think they are. I mean, they're a valuable asset. It's just coming up with the right percentage that.
Thank you, Brad.
That helps.
I mean, that's.
Well, I mean, I want to keep our people.
It may not be necessarily a percentage. I know that last year we had called a couple of other municipalities that were the same or close to the same size to try to get. And they're all in the same situation that you guys are in. I mean, looking at what somebody in Cindy's position would make at Canton, at Farmington, at, you know, any of the other areas around here that have that, and comparing those may be a way to go too. Trying to do that again.
Yeah, everybody needs to, you know, get a raise, but you deserve one, but.
Is there anything else you guys can think of that you might want done this current year that needs to be addressed in the budget besides demolition?
I know that the park had some improvements last year that weren't budgeted. No.
Oh, park uptown.
Where Music in the Park is, that stuff. So if there's any other improvements in there, we can put those into the budget so that they're there. Even the events, if you think you're going to spend more on the events, it might bring in more revenue as well. Just if we have a guest.
I know that the 4th of July weekend, Karen's planning something. But, I mean, so far we've been doing okay on tourism.
Mm-hmm. It's bringing in more money than we've expected
yeah.
it to. So that makes up for the increase in cost. But it would be, if we could get it into the budget,
yeah.
as far as the cost, it's better.
And the biggest expense is the music, and it's already covered. Mm-hmm. Because I looked in $500 for that day. It's karaoke all day and then a band. So he said he'd do it all for $500. So, and we have enough in there already in the music. Not sure what else we're doing. I think we should rent like a bouncy house or something, but for the kids.
I don't know what the county
is going to be.
Because the county is wanting to do, I went to their meeting and Laura Kessel's doing it and Graham on it, and she gave me 2 sheets of activities.
Yeah, well, Karen wants to do it on that Sunday before the 4th,
yeah.
which she's planning the 4th of July activities at the park.
They're planning something, and it's just not one-time planning. It's mm-hmm. several things they're going to do. And like I told her, I said, if you want to do all this stuff, activities for the kids, then you have to have someone there at these activities when these, mm-hmm. they're going on. You just can't expect them to run their house. You know, that means a lot of volunteers. So,
yeah. And this is what this is going to be focused on as kids. So
yeah,
we're going to have people doing
be.
Games and, you know, the kids' karaoke and snow cones. And yeah, I don't know what all she's got planned so far. But I think that's the only extra room we got right now. I think we did okay for the spook trail last year. We
yeah,
got a lot of donations.
More stuff. You donated some more stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
Sarah's found more stuff, cleaning up around everywhere, so.
And our downtown Christmas seems to be doing okay.
Yes,
yeah, we're going to have our big
the
spaghetti.
Yeah, the spaghetti supper usually makes enough to help cover
and
the
silent auction helps, too.
Mm-hmm. So there's the electrical and stuff. And we should be done. You thought we should be done putting in any more electrical, didn't you think, for the trees?
Unless
that's the biggest expense, is adding.
Unless you're selling 100
yeah.
trees next year.
Yeah, you go above that 66 range, I'm adding more. Where
do
you got to go from there?
Hope we do.
We got the core out.
I do too.
I never heard so many comments in my life. It was such a good thing.
I'm out. I think talking to the church and see if we can use their churchyard. I think it'd be cool over there.
Every
yeah,
time I go to Farm King, I have one woman that works the service desk from that story. She didn't know how many trees we sold. It was a competition.
We beat them, didn't we?
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Well, we beat them by like 30 trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time I go in there, the first thing I'd say, because she'd look at me and I'd say, we got 62.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're yeah. Probably the one thing that's went up a lot is the flowers. They went up 1,000 last year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yep. We
have
like 5,000 budget for that.
Yeah,
huh?
We have like 5,000 budget for
it's 4,000 in the tourism, yeah.
yeah.
Well, is it 5,000 now? I'm looking at my old one. That's where all my numbers are.
I looked at it 2 minutes ago.
But the flowers were $23.87 last year. They went 1,000. The soil was 1,000.
Yeah, I just looked at the view.
Where do we get our
projects.
Flowers from?
There it is.
Right outside of Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia.
Virginia.
Based on.
Oh, okay.
We use a few. We've used a lot to Peoria and everywhere. Surprisingly, this place that we found, Sarah, or no, Jill, my bad, Jill found it then. And we went there, and this lady, the flowers seem to do better. They're bigger when we get them, and she holds them till the day before or after Mother's Day. Everybody else would call me and say, can you come get these? And I'm like, well, what do I do with them until Mother's Day? And they're like, well, we got people that want to buy them. And this lady, she's like, no, I'll just set them in the back. You come get them when you're ready. So a lot of people just
they didn't want to hang on to them until after Mother's Day. So we'd have to go get them. Well, every weekend we can pull them out of the shop, water them. You're paying someone to do that.
Yeah.
There's no sense to do that.
If you got somebody willing to work with you like that, give them the business.
Yep. She's done really good for us the last few years.
That's great.
We did a few tweaks that she wanted us to try. And I tell you what, last year, the baskets, I haven't seen them like that in a long time.
We had so many compliments.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of people call here.
I do the same thing each year.
Okay.
We cut back on flowers, but obviously y'all know on flowers, because you bought some flowers.
Yeah, he left his flowers.
Or a quarter of what he used to purchase. In a lot of places we've been incorporating stuff that comes back.
Yeah.
So that's how
we increased it.
What do you think about three?
You know, we did all Willie's now down Broadway.
What do you think about
three? And all that stuff in them. We might have a spare or something, you know, but...
Are we having trouble with street lights again?
We didn't get them one last year.
I pulled out. I got one out, but yeah, that pole got taken out. We're waiting for it to get put back up. I don't want to turn it on with the turn wires over there, so I just got that block killed. That's why the lights are shut off. I figured I wired another one and taped them, but you get someone to move it and mess with it. I'm like, it ain't even worth the headache. So.
Somebody even said, oh my God, why don't we just take
him
and throw him away?
It never worked.
You know,
I'm just waiting for Wix to put
it. I thought that, but I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. Do it as long as you can.
Bare wires, I don't want to chance it.
Brenda commented about it. Everybody was complaining one night on Facebook.
Yeah, that's just all they got to do, apparently.
Oh, yeah, something.
They need to look at the good we do.
I don't look at Facebook. There's nobody here for our own good. None of us.
I don't
We're here
look
to
at
do stuff for everybody else.
I don't look at it either. My wife tells me what's going on.
Yeah. See, people don't tell me that stuff. They know I'm not interested.
My wife tells me when somebody's complaining about something with the city. That's all. I look at it and just walk on.
Yep.
Well, on the issue of raises, 3% raise for full-time employees, does that sound...
That's usually what the county does.
I mean, it's kind of...
Yep.
It's pretty close to probably what everybody's getting right now. I mean,
yeah.
We can't...
Around this.
And I would think anybody would think that that's, in these times, pretty generous.
What's the dollar amount for 3%?
It's going to vary based on what they currently make, but is that going to exclude the police that just got their wage adjustment?
The police has 1%.
Yeah, that's what she just said, right? Brad, did you hear that from Becca?
What's that?
You said, does that include the police?
I excluded the police, assuming that... Is that correct?
They just got their...
Because they just got...
They did just get, an adjustment.
Okay.
So Cindy and Evan are the two highest paid in the city. Cindy's is 68 cents at 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And Evan...
I didn't want individuals. I just want, this year it cost us $100,000, and it'll cost us $120,000 now. Everybody, the whole city, but you don't know it. You don't know.
I don't know.
Well, we just take hers, and you know we're going to be under that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be all less than a dollar.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. No. Right. I mean, we've got the money. I mean, I just want everybody to think a little bit. That's all I want. I think this is the right thing to do.
Yours is 76 cents.
Yeah.
Other than
for
the highest.
Well, you just said
her. That is on that page.
Do we want to budget some money for a skid steer?
Or we look at the grant. If we do grant, that's why I was saying, for project, if we end up doing a project for water, wastewater, infrastructure, whatever, which we know the water that Amanda got, if it's $600,000 and we get it. That's why I didn't know if ARPA, if it does pay for something like this, you want to look for a grant, mm-hmm. or you want to spend all ARPA money because you can't utilize that with a grant. That's just stuff I want everybody to be
aware of. I'll call Josh.
If it's something Vehicles.
Well, the other thing is if we budget it, don't spend it.
Right.
It's still there.
Right.
Yeah. Which, even if you go after a grant to buy it, you need to budget it.
Sure.
So, budget it, and then if we have the revenue, then it looks better.
Right.
Like in the long run.
And then if you can only, say, apply for one grant a year, that's what they like to look for. Do you apply for a grant for this? Sally mentioned, you know, another truck, so water and flyers and the part-timers and all that. Is that something you spend?
Yeah. I'll say, I'll call Josh and see if we can apply for two of those grants. I just don't
know.
New grants,
it's new. If you wanted to use vehicle for something like that, then out of pocket.
Yeah, if they make you do one.
Even the used stuff is high. I mean, it's all horrible.
Yeah, do
one
with a truck and a skid steer.
I mean, leasing is something we've been looking at in Canton. Instead of going out and dumping all the money all at one time, you're spreading out the payments, and a lot of the time those leases will cover any breakdowns. So if you buy this new skid steer and you break the breaker, they're going to fix it, included in your lease. So, I mean,
and you
it's
can have
potential.
A lease and then an option to buy at the end. I mean, if you have it all figured out.
And then you're spreading that cost out.
Sure.
Right.
But you're not going to be able to get a grant for it then.
Right.
I know that much.
Right.
Can you do that with pickup trucks and that kind of stuff too?
Yeah, and as far as I know.
Leasing?
I mean, John Deere has financing, you don't pay any interest. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how hard it is to make a monthly payment as a municipality, but John Deere doesn't charge any interest.
Yeah. And usually, though, we have.
Right.
Mid-America is giving great rates to Canton, and Bank of Farmington is too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's something to talk to whoever your people are there. I don't know if it's the same people that we have. But to have a conversation with them, giving good rates, and then you only make one payment a year.
Right, right.
So, not the better.
So I say we budget it, and then
and then
like
figure out
roundabout cost and wait for the other. I know Bobcat told me they can't get one, so
you know I paid the bank gave us a good rate on the water meters.
So if we budget $75,000, you come up with $68,000. That gives you a little leeway.
Yeah, and we can still sell ours,
right?
Trade in, sell, whatever we have to do.
Bobcat and John Deere probably will be the two most expensive companies as far as manufacturers.
I'm surprised the price on that one. I used them being a lot cheaper, but stuff is gone.
What else is in the neighborhood? Anything?
I mean, you can check with all of them, all the companies, I guess, if you wanted to. I try to stick where you can get parts a little, call someone, you know, you can get John Deere, you call Sloan's, I need this, and then they know what you're looking for.
That's something you gotta think about.
No, I like John Deere too, I just don't like what they charge for that stuff. I love operating them, I love running them.
I do too, but when you go to buy a part.
I did ask the guy, I told him I wanted just bare bones like we got now, which is just a cavity, the windshield wiper. He says they just don't come like that anymore. He said, you pay the same price and we'll rip everything out. He's like, they got, you know, the radios in them. He's like, we got mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
They got, he's like, that's just how they come.
Cars are the same way.
It's easier to have it in there than the.
Yeah, he's like, we can pull it out, but we're still going to charge it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
they don't care what you need. They're going to give you what they want to give you.
Well, it meant that and it helps their it speeds up their manufacturing process. I mean, if they make them all the same, they can just zip them out, you know. And
they can charge you for every bit of it.
That's right. You're paying for it, no matter what.
Yeah, and this is like I got this through McComb there at Berkey's. He was down around the area, so he swung by and, you know, I haven't called every company to see, you know, prices vary, so. Just one place, just so I can get a quick idea. He'd come right back with me with the price.
I mean, I don't care what brand, but we need to think of service and parts. And
case ain't bad if you look at service.
Make good equipment.
You got two stand balls, one out there, one that way, but nothing but case.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't thought of it, yeah.
Since, I mean, this is what you want to do, shouldn't we make
a budget pickup or can we?
So wasn't our discussion, we have a truck that nobody wants?
Well, I like my truck. I just said if I got one, I just wanted to bet on it. Because the only truck that we just got a regular bet on it is a service truck. Loading in and out of these utility beds ain't bad, but you get so many trucks with all these utility beds, unfortunately, and we're a small town, I can't fill the whole truck. So if we do that, then you don't need a garage. You know what I mean? So I was just looking for a regular bed, so you load trash pumps in that. This way you got to go in the back, and you got to pile everything up front, and drag everything out, where there you can just toss it right over the side and go.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the last truck that was purchased, you didn't really have any input in. You were told what you were going
to
get.
I would like to just see a bed, and okay. I was trying to get a just like crew cab short bed, so then if we did go to the meetings, or if we were going to one job, like say we're coming up here for a water leak, you might have two trucks, which is one doing whatever, but that way you don't have just a single cab truck where two people go, you know, you get your summer help, you just throw them all in the truck and go.
So do you need a snow pile on it? Just a crew cab short bed?
Well, if you did something like to replace Sarah's truck, I wouldn't even. We got more plows than we do employees, which is, one breaks down. But,
well, I just think it'd be cheaper than what we just bought, the one we just got.
We don't need another plow, do we?
Yeah, and you can get the plows put on whenever. I mean, Tony's right up there. We always have it outsourced. Like,
but I'm saying we got more plows than we got trucks right now, don't we, or not?
More plows than we do people. We got one for every vehicle. The problem is we got four people.
But the next truck, it wouldn't be necessary to get a plow with.
No, right. That's what I was getting at. Go get one.
And you want an F-250 or a 3/4 ton?
I like to stick towards that. More of like a 1 ton type, you know, like 350s and stuff. A lot of towns I talk to, they like to stick with Ford too. They like that truck. They don't mind the Dodges and stuff like that. But a lot of people, they just praise the Fords that they do better for the heavy duty work that they deal with on a day to day basis.
So, crew cab, short bed, 1 ton Ford.
If you're looking to replace water, I'd just do a single cab. I was just saying if I was.
Just a straight cab, regular truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or something like that, just so we throw the tank in, and then part timers can use it. We can still use it, you know, the times that she's not using it. Then we can sell that truck.
So, what are we running to propose? Ish. I think we ordered 350s, and they were almost 40,000.
They don't have to be new either. I mean, but if you can get a new one for 40,000, really?
It was it's under a state contract.
Yeah, you can't buy a used one for that.
We're on a 9-month wait list to get that, but you know we planned ahead. Right. And
why is there a 9-month wait list?
Because it's on a state contract, so you're going through a very specific group, and it's coming basically base.
They make
they're
them
really
right
pretty
for
trucks.
That.
I like them.
I was just curious. I mean, you know, I've been up at Ustring, and I even sat down with the guy that sold the commercial trucks and asked him what if it's a crew cab, F-350, an XL, just a work truck. And he says, they got 10 of them out there in the lot. And why does it take 9 months?
That's
just because price. Of the, because of the channel, I mean, the price.
Probably. And I'm not positive, and I don't know that it's still that long, and we haven't ordered another truck yet. But the last one, it was 9 months before we got to
Well,
it.
Evans, it took 2 years.
Way with the mayor of Vermont said it took 2 years to get them a squad car.
I don't think the cop car's going to take in as long.
Yeah, you get a plow, next time I think we'll have the truck delivered. If you get a plow and we got to go to Indiana, I had to drive back with that snow plow. That was a slow trip. I was so embarrassed the whole way home, jamming up traffic. Because the guy told me that they went just like a mile and a half up the road, and the truck overheated. You got a big plow in front of you in the middle of summer. So he's like, have fun driving that home. And we were going to tear it down and throw it in the bed and everything, and it just wasn't enough room to make it all work to tear it down. So that was a long journey for me on my way home.
I'll bet.
I think Dave and I drove up by Galesburg that one day and talked to them up there. Remember we did that?
Yeah. There's other places.
I think
the state, a lot of them get it through whatever that company was there, right in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
They sell
yeah,
a lot.
Indiana.
Fire departments get them, and that's just where they go.
That place
like you said
in northern
that.
Indiana.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. But that's only Dodge's, right?
Yeah.
I think
we got Ford's the last one.
That's where they got Ford's.
I think so.
I thought Ford's came from down by Springfield.
Well, I mean, that's where we went was Thomas Dodge, but I'm sure he's probably got another dealership down the road.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Probably.
Let's forget how they brought up Thomas Dodge for... Yeah.
Well, that's why you see so many cops driving Dodges, too, because
mm-hmm.
individuals get the same deals.
Well, they could beat those.
Yeah, Spotlight went and bought one for him.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. Anybody, yeah.
Well,
we've had a lot less maintenance issues with the Dodges than we had with the Fords.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, they're getting ready to change that because Dodges next year is the last year for that. On the Charger.
See? There you go. Now you're going to have to buy all new cages, all new saddles, all new everything.
All new everything again.
It's just bullshit.
It wasn't a journey. What's the next bigger one?
Why did Ford quit making
for what?
Nobody could ever tell me why. I asked
maybe it
every time I went to the dealership why. And the guy looked at me and he said, I don't know. Because they make more money.
That I ever been to or county that had a Crown Vic loved it.
Yes. Yes.
Journey for...
Yep.
Durango?
It's all about money.
Yes.
It's all about money.
Exactly.
That's why they're
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
Right. The Chargers are changing. They haven't even said what they're going to go to.
I wouldn't mind one.
They might bring back the Comet. I don't know.
I would be really excited if they brought back the Caravan. I need a new van.
Probably Cushman's.
Well, if you budget for a new truck, let's specify a Ford.
I mean,
budgeting and buying is two different things. Just put a dollar amount in there. And,
so I'll have to Davis go out and talk to him. 45
for
a truck?
Yeah, if you get a grant, I think you have to get a state purchase and they send it out, right?
Yeah,
so
you get a grant,
no,
you do.
It has to be a new one?
Yeah.
If you do grant, it has to
yeah.
be
a new one. Yeah.
Most of the time.
Do these things need, the raises anyway, do they need a committee vote saying we... This is what the committee recommends that it, for the budget.
Yeah, we'll have to vote anyway.
Right, no, I know they do, but I mean, it just, I don't know, I'm asking.
You're just saying the committee suggested
sure.
this.
Right, it's a committee recommendation.
I can make a motion if that's a,
I mean, I'm just, I'm
yeah,
asking,
no,
I don't
right,
know.
I
don't know.
I don't think in the committee meeting, because they can't make any difference.
So they can,
it's
so
a recommendation,
like,
basically.
Yeah. Right, it's a recommendation.
Right.
Are you ready to recommend this to council?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll update everything. We can send it out.
So
as far as timeline,
so yeah, like during the council meeting, then Sally.
Yeah, because we can't.
I mean, maybe just one motion saying accept the budget the way we've got it to present to the council.
We've made changes
yeah.
while we were sitting here.
Right, with
so,
the changes.
Do we
want to
go over
made.
Those?
Mm-hmm.
So currently, general fund with the revenues the way they are, I didn't budget anything for grants as far as incoming. We can add those if you are. Fairly certain you'll get at least one, then we can add in like 30 or 40 thousand, and then we can hope that we're going to get two. But currently, the way it sits right now, again, we have the skid steer in there. This general fund has a $75,395 deficit. Water with Evans, nope, not Evans. With Evans' new truck. And the adjustments that we have discussed, we're at a $2,200 deficit. Wastewater is at a $9,450 deficit. The police fine account, we have budgeted $15,000 in expenses, and then the revenues that we have expected to come in has a $3,750 deficit. Social Security has a $1,000 surplus. IMRF has a $10,000 surplus. MFT, we've just updated, has an $82,000 deficit. MFT.
Yeah, because let's cut. I can cut the loan chip down more and more. I mean, it depends. Because everything, I left everything the same except the loan chip. I just tweaked some things to get more rock. He's the old chippy. That's
when you say deficit, the money's in there. It's
so
right.
There
it's just
is the bank account for MFT on the January 31st bank statement has $125,000. So the deficit comes from the revenues that we expect to come in, which I have based on the IML estimates that they've published. They published those just a couple of weeks ago, and I updated everything. So they expect us to get $87,000 this year, but we have budgeted expenses of $169,000. So that's where the deficit part
comes
in. That's
quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit.
It is. Your largest expense in MFT is the oil and chip. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. And we don't have the Rebuild Illinois grant this year, which we did have last year.
So, I mean, yeah, we can adjust some things in there still if we would like to. There was years in the past, I remember Dennis, would skip a year because money was tight and the revenue would come in. Mm-hmm. And then you essentially increase or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, MFT is one of those ones where you want to save and have a big surplus one year so that you can spend it next year to pay for these bigger projects.
Exactly.
So there's always that too. What I had in mind, I was just following suit of the previous public work director. So the next section was from Euclid to Avenue E on the west side is what I had planned to oil and chip. And then the last section would be after the tracks, and we still got like Broadway, a couple of large streets that would take the whole chip fund to do it.
So your MFT budget for this year was just under $182,000, and so far you've spent $117,000. So there, as far as you haven't spent as much this year as you had planned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it doesn't get spent, it goes
in stays in your bank account, and then you can eventually spend it.
It builds up.
I mean, what's everybody think about taking a year off from oil and chipping? I mean,
as long as the streets don't go falling apart.
I still patch them.
You can still make repairs. You're just not talking about repaving something.
You need gravel.
Yeah, you know that.
We have to put that pressure on you. But
I know. In my mind, I always said some of the streets that we do, might not need it. We just stick with that section because it's easier on everything. Obviously, prices don't get cheaper. Maybe something will change. So it's a tough one to figure out.
It just raised tremendously this year
for that size of the section, or does it dwindle down more and you're paying the same price for less? But I can always cut it down and make it work with what we have in it. I don't have to go that way. I just did the same cubic footage that we've done from the previous administration setting it up. I stuck to the same cubic foot. And I was kind of mind-blown when the price came in, because we started out, when we talked just to get a price on Catholic, we were just $211,000. We got it down to $89,000 now. So it's like, I can make that and shrink it. If I shrink that, I can also shrink the cold patch, because we're trying to budget how much we're going to use to maintain the street. Old chip's a seal coat, so that's what you're looking at for it. To me, it's a seal coat. Sills in all your patchwork.
Just thinking out loud, it's been brought, and we've talked about it before, the hill there, Tire Reeds.
No, they're on Avenue E. Euclid?
That's something that needs fixed at some point, too. But
you fix it, and then you're going to have to buy new radar guns because they'll be flying in there.
Oh, they're flying in there anyway.
I don't know how they do. I come up that hill 25 mile an hour.
But they do. I've seen them go down that hill and sparks are flying.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Tell you what that would cost.
Yeah, that's been a lot. Engineer.
Yeah. If we just skip a year?
But every time I run into this one couple that lives out west of town, they tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Wish you'd get that done.
Mm-hmm. Don't move to town and pay some taxes and they can help fix it.
That, $200,000 or $300,000 probably just for that, at least, wouldn't it?
I actually got a free engineer drawing on, not from him, from another engineer. He wanted me to try some things, which I haven't gone and done the drain system like he'd want, digging the whole side of the road out yet, but I did get some prints that I can try, but
if it's a whole, that might be something. They do still have the Rebuild Illinois grants applying for that, and then being able to do a larger project like that, you gotta apply for it and they pay it over 2 years, but that's definitely a key thing.
And then with that NFT, I said if we took a break off and we're essentially saving that $89,000, which this is just what the engineer quoted. You know, he's got to send it out for bid and they still come back. They might come higher or just a little lower. So we still don't know the exact number. Yeah, usually don't come lower. It's usually higher. And they're in the ballpark, though, because they're just basing it off what they believe.
Yeah. Well, our first bid for a project we were doing was double what he what he thought it was going to be. So we didn't do the project, and they resent it out. And then it came in at what he said it was going to be. Yeah. So it's kind of just a game with these guys, too.
Somebody,
if you don't spend money, maybe these guys will get a little hungry, and next year they'll sharpen their damn pencils a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe just make sure we have enough to fill holes or do the coal patch stuff.
Yeah, I still got that stuff, but essentially if the money is still there in the whole account, as long as I don't go over, it could, you know, something popped up where
NFT's a little different than the normal, like the water or wastewater budget. Because the state thinks they need to have say so.
Oh, gee. And they check. I mean, that account, I have to have.
Every penny has to.
Penny has to be accounted for. How it was used.
And it had to be approved before you used it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, we did that supplemental resolution the other day. I couldn't pay any bills in January till that resolution went through.
And NFT is really the only one that's like that.
Yeah.
And tree removal, I got...
I got 3,000.
Yeah, 3,000, which you guys know 3,000 don't go far for a tree. That's why a lot of people want me to ask about. I mean, that's just what I try to make budget for.
Basically three trees.
Right.
These low numbers. I can pass it around.
But you get a match.
Which
1,000 a piece? Yeah.
I pay 10 grand. It should all be the same on there except that
final amount.
Oh, my gosh.
God. Sucked. And that was a family discount for my brother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah, you can spend thousands getting rid of a tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of them we do. I get a lot of people that ask, well, I got to find the worst one. That's for the whole year. So, you know, luckily, one of them that had a lot of just topping that one tree was like 2,800.
Oh, I know that.
So, luckily, it came at the end, but I tried to explain to people, like, we just don't have it to throw out. I mean, we can still take it out of, you know, the regular bank account and you pay whatever, but if you want to use MFT to stick within budget and not, like she said, deal with the state on why you go over, I got to keep it right there. And there were
rules. You can't go over it. I hear it.
And the rules for a tree is it's causing harm. Like, it's, to me, it's pretty much it's falling down. That's when you can use that money.
Yeah, the only time it has to be endangering that it will fall on a car driving past.
Yeah.
It may be better for tree removal to be because
we did have that happen.
Yes, because it makes it so hard. Because you know, someone wanted to question why did that tree come down. Well, they didn't like it there.
Can we do that to that
out of the NFT budget? Let's see.
Then we got paint in there too. We added paint 2 years ago.
Yep. We get through a lot of curb paint, but it looks better, I think.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I know that tree is right across from me. They want $5,000 to take that tree down. And it's going to come down one of these days because it's hollow inside, really bad, and it's a big, huge old white spruce.
How much would you like to see them for tree removal? I don't know what your tree situation is. I know.
It's whatever, I guess.
Right. It's whatever we've been doing is fine. It's
a lot of them,
whatever we've been doing.
Yeah, I get a lot of them cleaned up myself. But if something happens, it's just...
Right.
Like, that one was so high up. I'm like, man, even the steams and everything, it's the liability.
Once they fall down, we can take care of them.
Yeah, we've got to take them right up.
No matter what they hit on the way
right
down.
It's not so much as the expense isn't just cutting the tree down, it's where it's at. It's keep it from falling on everything.
Yeah. The wires.
Anybody can cut a tree in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
So on the oil and chip, Evan, can we get by?
I believe we can get by here.
All right.
So nothing?
Is that what everybody thinks? I mean, that's what I think. We got to save money somewhere.
Let it go for a year?
Yeah, I know they've done it in the past.
We had a hard winter, so.
Okay, so that.
We spend this, so we saved it for next year.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like we're saving it.
So removing the oil and chip program for the year will put MFT at a $10,000 surplus for the year. Your TIF has a $19,500 deficit. We are getting close to the end of that, though, and the current bank balance on the TIF is $115,000. So your TIF expires in 2026. You'll have until 2027 to spend it. To make sure you don't overextend it, because if you give out more money than what the TIF will bring in, you're just out.
Yeah.
Havana did that. The last couple of years, they were out like $200,000.
Oh,
so just keep in mind you
right
have
now,
the money.
I just,
but,
yeah, I just figured we got like $58,000. That's all we got. Because that $115,000, we've already got $60,000.
So it's already
On TIF. If we add someone to the current TIF map, is there a way to do that?
No.
No.
It costs as much as redoing the whole thing.
It costs a lot of money.
Yeah, you have to go through, you have to publish things, the attorney has to be involved.
I was talking to somebody in Havana, and they said it costs between $7,000 and $8,000, $10,000 just to add someone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, because you're amending the TIF,
mm-hmm.
and there's a whole bunch of requirements for that. And as short of the time as you have left,
yeah.
it just makes sense.
And
to
I would say instead of spending $10,000, I'd rather give that to somebody.
I mean, I've got somebody that's pestering the hell out of me, and I've told her that...
If you're not in the TIF, you're not in the TIF.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to wait until we redo it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Havana adds them all the time. Well, that's Havana.
Well, I don't understand how it works, then.
I don't know how Havana...
And I can't think that they could add them all the time and all the time either at that
expense. Yeah, I mean, it's a little... It takes a while, too.
She's being misinformed somewhere along the line.
Yeah, she's something.
I think I might know who you're talking about.
One thing to consider, instead of a TIF, which Steve Klein would also be able to help with this too, is and maybe instead of doing a new TIF, that you look at a business development district. It's kind of the same as a TIF, except that it's based on sales taxes and not property taxes. So it's not hitting the business owner. So you have your Segway over here and you get a new business development. The sales tax rate for the city is...
But you'd want to put more in one business.
No. I'm like
right?
giving an example.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the old Segway building. You have your business development set up and you're basically the same as your TIF. Where instead of the business owner having to pay that property tax and then the increase in the property tax based on... the assessed value in the county, and you guys got to get the school district and everybody on board to do these TIFs. The business development district is a sales tax. So if your sales tax in town is 8%, any business in your business development district, it might be 8.5%. And that 0.5% goes into a separate fund like your TIF that you can use in the business development district for infrastructure, for like facade projects, the same thing that you would do for a TIF, but it's less restrictive for the most part, that it's something to consider.
Does that increase their what they collect from people?
Yes. So it's like if I'm here, I don't live here, I pay no taxes here, but if I go to that Segway, I'm going to be going like contributing to your business development fund.
But then the businesses are...
The businesses are just a pass-through.
Yes.
A lot of businesses actually like it because it's not been their responsibility. So, and it's spread out from who's spending the money. Those are the people that are paying it. Out-of-towners, in-towners, you know, the people who have that...
Well, that's the same as the hotel tax, mm-hmm. kind of.
Would we make as much?
Canton has one that they have started in the last few months. The first month with half of it was $20,000. It depends on your businesses, how big it is. If you go as, I think the largest is 1%, but you can choose to do less. It's really up to how it's set up and what kind of traffic you have.
But it's more taxes for the people to pay.
Mm-hmm.
If they're the ones that are out eating at the Rocket,
mm-hmm.
then yeah. But it doesn't affect groceries. So, like, if they're just, you know, getting food and going home, it doesn't affect them.
Okay.
don't know if we have enough business to.
Because we're losing businesses, I'm not going to get them taxed.
It's just an option if you wanted to go away from TIF.
Yeah.
But Klein would have more information.
And I still like the other thing that he told me about was we could allot like $10,000 to homeowners, which I never knew we could do this.
A residential TIF.
And we can do this now and like divide it up. Five homes can get $2,000. You know, they match it. I guess Farmington does it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
And it all has to be outside, all of the...
It's got... Your property taxes don't have anything to do with it on the inside of your house. Yes, you could look like you live in a shack and it's the Taj Mahal inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I guess Farmington does it a lot. They allot a certain percentage out of their...
But it will raise your property taxes.
Yeah, it would.
So it's not going to... Creating the TIF isn't going to raise your property taxes.
No,
it's them getting the money and doing the
improvement on their homes.
So, I mean, here we are saying, we'll give you this money if you make your house better, and then we'll raise your taxes.
Yeah.
But if you think about, like, the taxes that they're... You might give them $5,000 for a new roof, and they're going to get maybe $100 increase 1 year, and maybe $100 the next year. How long is that going to take? That they're not going to notice as much of it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, we give you $5,000, we're going to increase your taxes $10,000 a year. They're not seeing
that. No, I know it's not going to be that way, but I mean, I'm just saying,
The
people who keep their properties up are the ones being punished. The people that have all the trash in their yards, you know?
Yeah.
We do this all backwards. Why don't you tax the people who don't take care of their stuff more? I mean...
Yeah, because they're costing us to mow and clean up.
You know, and then say, you know what, if you didn't have all that stuff in your yard, maybe your taxes would go down, and maybe that would be an incentive. But
do we have
we'll
to budget anything
that.
For all the mowing we do?
I think that's part of the general fund.
I think
fund
that's in general fund already.
Streets, right?
I mean,
As
long as they're brand new up front, that, you know, this isn't, you know, you're going to get this money, but your property taxes are going to go up a little bit.
Yeah.
You got
to
watch.
But that's something you have to consider. I didn't know that we could even give it to the residential, so.
I mean, I do a lot of stuff outside, but I don't know that I'd want to.
In the TIF district, though, right? Just so they're all clear.
We'd have to make a new TIF
district. I think you have to do a TIF district, is what it sounds like. Because I don't think you have any houses in your current TIF
district. No, it has to be a new TIF district. And I think he said we could even take some money out of our TIF fund now to put over into it to help get it started.
Well, it'll have to get paid back, though.
And then...
So you got to pay him to write up another one.
So...
We just talked how expensive that was.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there has to be houses in the TIF district now. There has to be.
I think they were all parked out.
Many. That's why it's so...
It looks like a jigsaw puzzle because they're trying to carve out...
I mean, I knew they were trying to, but I didn't think you could lose them all. I mean,
there's a few.
There has to be some.
Because how do you get from, like, Dairy Queen to the restaurant, the countryside, without catching a house?
Like out here in Maine, it just stops.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped at
the
corner of the apartment house,
and
doesn't start up again till on the other side of Dollar General.
On the opposite side.
Yeah, the opposite side.
Not on our side, on the opposite side is where it's at, but not where Ron Wardell's at, you know, where a couple of businesses
are. That is not in the TIF. Wardell's is not.
Because
it's across the street.
The gal that had the bare necessities wasn't in it.
She wasn't in it.
But I own the property, so I can't get TIF funds.
Oh, I got you on that one.
Right, because you're...
Because I'm a... City treasurer.
Okay, good.
So, I mean, I wouldn't, even if I was in it, my property wouldn't.
All right. So, TIF right now has a $19,000. Again, I don't have the information from when you guys have given out some new TIF dollars this year. That I don't know anything about those agreements, if they have funds that are going to go out this year. When I get information from her, I can let you guys know.
Yeah, and I guess send it to her.
So tourism is the last one, really. There's a deficit of $2,600. So I'm not sure if you would plan on increasing those programs, like your Christmas, if it did really well last year and you expand it. It brought in money. So, and it could bring in more money and make up for this, and so could your music in the park. I'm not real clear on those things because I was not out here for them.
We don't control the music in the park money, do we?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We do.
Well, then how do
just
we
just not the 50-50.
Oh, that's what. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, I got you.
But we are with the music in the park now.
So the music in the park has a total of $52,000 in the bank.
Music in the park has 52,000.
Well, tourism.
The whole tourism.
Yeah.
Which
so oh, music in the park has some, and then
that's
like
the
how we take care of the visitor center.
That's
the other part.
The flowers.
So how much are we've got budgeted to spend in music in the park?
Seven.
So 7,000. King has $1,800 payroll, and then the music in the park specific expenses are 7,000. You've got city Christmas activities for 5,000. Advertising $5,000, $1,000 on the visitor center, which I think the flooring, if you guys decided to do that, we need to adjust it. Beautification projects, which are the flowers, and that's $5,000. City organized events, which would be your 4th of July and the Halloween scarecrow thing, is at $4,000. Miscellaneous expenses of $3,000, capital outlay of $1,000, and payroll taxes of $100. And then Sarah is also paid out of this. So the total payroll, including Karen and Sarah, is at $14,000.
Which, if we need to lower some of those, I mean, the we had $5,000 before for expenses, music in the park, and that covers the bands. So we raised it $2,000 from last year. But I also take like the food out of miscellaneous expenses part of the time, so.
Right. So, but
so I don't
music
roll
in
over.
The park expenses this year came to almost $6,600.
Yeah.
So.
And that was the shed. Well,
that
the shed was under capital outlay.
Been, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it the stuff that went in the shed, like the drywall and stuff? Is that why it was up, maybe?
Probably.
There's capital of.
I was just trying to figure out that. We did the electrical.
But, I mean, that account, when you say we go over budget, to me, it's kind of like we got to get in our savings account a little bit to pay for this stuff.
Yeah, and it's not a lot.
It's $2,600.
Chances are that you're going to make
$2,600 with people in the enjoyment. I mean, there's a lot.
No. I don't. I'm just saying. You'll catch flack saying you got a deficit budget, but it's like, look, we've got money in this account that was raised for music in the park. We're going to use it.
The
revenue doesn't cover your expenses, and right now you've got a savings account, so there's no reason. I don't think there's any reason to change it. But I can live with a deficit.
You may not use that $2,600.
Right.
I think we really do good.
I mean, the same way with any of those accounts. I mean, we've got the money. It's like it's like you're, oh, I got to go to savings account this year, and I'll build it up next year, or what? I mean, it's all what pocket
comes
out.
We have a CD that's $153,000 that there's really nobody that's got dibs on, and it's kind of help us out kind of
money. And
so,
I mean,
our savings account would be.
I don't like to pay taxes for the city to have a savings account. It just doesn't make any sense. It never has.
But, you know, basically, you know, we got $52,490 up there, and our expenses are only $45, so it's not really a deficit because, like you said, savings.
But because of the way we have to display it, because your cash basis, so the auditors look at what cash came in and what cash goes out, not necessarily what you had in your savings.
Carried over.
Well, they definitely look like everything's a business and it needs to.
Make money.
All your revenue needs to cover it.
At least even.
Exactly.
Overall, for the whole city, your revenues for 2024 are looking to be about $2.2 million, and your expenses are $2.3 million. So you're about $150,000 increase of spending from last year, but only $94,000 short. So this year is $75,000 of that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look bad.
Right. I mean, I'm comfortable with it. I can I can answer every question anyone has as to why it's like that. I mean, I can explain it. And
so 2.2 million revenue, 2.3 million expense. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Rounded.
Rounded. Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of these line items, you might not spend that money out of
them. Right.
Right. So we know that it's a potential. So
yeah. That's why some of them look high. If you got a question in wastewater or something, why it's high. We've been there before, so we just budget for it now. You might go a year or not.
And at the end of the year, whatever you don't spend this year is going to go back into your
next year. It just stays there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's in your fund. It stays in your fund.
It stays there,
So, I mean, that'll change your bottom.
And Evan does. I haven't seen Frank work yet, but Evan does a really good job of keeping costs down when he can.
Right.
But like the major repairs that are coming to the water and wastewater plant that need to be done, those are not going to be anything he can control.
Right.
Okay. Otherwise, he does an awesome job.
Right.
And they know any time they can come ask me what's my numbers and this account.
It's an open book.
You only got $300 left, so spend it wisely.
Yeah. We've been good the last few years where gone through a lot of these, where I spent the $40,000 out of an account because repairs have been good, we haven't had to do them.
I think we got a pretty good.
I do too. I mean, it's not easy to spend other people's money for me. I know that.
Well, the auditor, the last 2 years said we've done really good. So.
Right.
I think we're continuing to do good.
I do.
Because we all think pretty much on the same basis.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I think we haven't addressed is we have that ARPA money and the grant, that $600,000 we're supposed to be getting.
Yeah.
We need to put those in.
Keith, wanted to ask about some loan stuff or something?
Oh, yeah, I remember this. Okay.
As you guys.
So there's a loan that we pay out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find the exact email. And it costs us like $16,000, I think is what he said. I'm trying to find it right now. When he was asking questions.
If you just curious why we don't pay much more than what we pay.
Right. There, we pay the minimum on...
It's an EPA loan.
Yes.
Is there interest on it?
Here it is. Yes.
Very little.
Well, it's enough that he's concerned.
What do you do with
it?
Yeah.
Amount of money. He's like, why?
I think it's like $4,200 down there on the IEP, the loan, the well field interest.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah, because the water tower's paid off. And
why can I not find the original email? Because we just had this conversation. Was it Friday night or Saturday?
It was over the weekend.
Yeah.
They said I was looking at current loans. The city still has an IEP loan to the well site. The loan was drastically reduced after receiving another grant down to around $67,000. The yearly payment was around $4,120 per year.
Yeah.
Do you know if the city's only paying this amount?
Right.
Or if they had been paying extra. I guess you can finish if you got the
email. Yeah, I found it.
Okay.
So the water operating accounts, the three accounts that are sitting there right now that we get money into from your citizens and pay bills out of, the normal operating accounts have a total of $863,000 sitting in them. But we have a loan for $67,000 that is costing interest, and the total is $16,000 over the rest of the life of the loan. Why not just pay it off?
And it's to who? The EPA?
Yeah, mm-hmm. IEPA.
And how many years has that got left?
I think we've got four left.
Yeah, I've got it written
three or four.
In there.
$4,000 a year in interest.
You'd be saving that.
Will the EPA still be here in 4 years?
Probably.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, because I know that too. I mean, we pay hardly anything on it.
I don't think they are. I don't.
I don't either.
I believe the EPA's been neutered. I don't believe they're there anymore, but time will tell. If you go paying them off, they'll gladly take it. Don't get me wrong. And I don't like paying interest either. But
right.
It's up to you guys.
I think that was the only one, wasn't it, that you mentioned on the loan?
Yeah.
There's a wastewater one, but we pay more on that.
Right. Wastewater, I don't think, has as much in the bank. Does it? Yeah, wastewater only has
$500,000. I wouldn't send the UPA be what, $67,000?
$67,000, yeah. To save $16,000 over long term. Because eventually you're still going to have to pay them their $67,000. Mm-hmm. You're still also going to have $16,000.
I understand that we have the money, and but I don't think the EPA is active.
I don't either.
Myself.
I don't either. But that's just me.
So let's not pay it for a year.
Okay.
Give it a year.
That was just something he asked, and I'm like, well, I just asked him.
There's a lot of things going on people don't know about.
Sure looks like it. Sure looks like it.
Well, I wouldn't hand the EPA $67,000 right now. Because somebody there will take it.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Whether they're home or not.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, it's been working this long.
Me reading between the lines, I don't think they're even functional.
I was just trying to remember.
Yeah, that was the only big question from Keith. What are your project's intentions for the ARPA money?
You know, after I bypass the meeting with Keith and Joe.
Keith and Joe have that answer?
Well, the council wants us to prioritize everything.
Right, so we're waiting on the list. Okay. All right.
Yes.
So that's everything that was up for discussion. Timeline, your meetings, the last meeting in April is April 25th. The only statutory requirement for the budget is that it has to be to the county's office by the 30th, which falls on a Sunday, so that would be the 28th or even first thing on the 1st, I don't think. There's no kind of major thing like the levy where you get it there or you don't get your levy.
Oh, not till April? We don't have
the end of April.
In April, yeah.
Yep. Okay. So you are required to have a hearing. Usually it's like 15 minutes, half an hour before your council meeting. So that would be on April 25th.
If anybody in the public has any questions, I put
concerns,
it in the paper.
Like somebody may have a meltdown that you took out your oil and chip. They can come. They can voice your concerns. Council can base their vote on that. But so that's April 25th. And then as far as there should be a second reading of this one so that we can make changes and you can see any changes that are still happening on April 11th. I can come out, we can discuss the budget, any changes that anybody else not on the finance committee may have that they want addressed, and we can discuss.
We can have the ARPA, you'll have those numbers by
should
April
have.
Two to be
we should. We can get
yeah, I have
in.
To do reporting by April 30th.
So,
I mean, they're opening up.
All of a sudden, you do water infrastructure.
Sure.
I mean,
you're right. We need it.
That covers
everything. Yeah.
You say water infrastructure.
Yep, I'm covered almost other than the wastewater. So
yeah,
water, wastewater.
And you say water, wastewater,
right.
Infrastructure.
Yeah. Yep. So that would be the first meeting for the budget, and the second one in a hearing on the 25th for the vote to get filed by the end of April.
Okay. That's
good. And Cindy, you'll send us notices on these two meetings.
They'll just be your regular council meetings.
Right. Yeah, those are
okay.
Regular
council
meetings.
Okay.
Just have to publish them for the public.
Yeah, I have to.
The 25th will be published.
Yeah. I've got it on my
the
calendar.
The 25th is when we vote on it to pass it, and
yeah.
Then it's not published before then, or like put out.
Well, it's
for
published
review.
10 days before that. You're going to have the meeting on the 25th,
okay.
And instead of your meeting starting at 6:30, you'll have your budget
at
hearing
six.
At 6.
Okay.
Then your regular meeting at 6:30.
Gotcha. So the budget will be posted before that first meeting, and then we'll come in. So technically, if someone
well,
sees something in that, they're
going to have to post it until she publishes it.
Right.
So
I just
on
put
the
in
11th.
The paper that we're going to have a hearing. And if they want to come ask questions about it, they won't be looking at it.
They won't have it yet, but the public will know that we're going to be talking about it. Gotcha. And then they come there that night if they're interested, and they can. It'll be posted after that. I gotcha.
Yeah.
She usually posts it when she publishes it. So they can.
I mean,
if they look at it and they're like, nothing's changing, we're good, we don't care. They don't show up.
I'd be willing to bet that nobody will look at it and nobody will show
nobody
up.
Nobody ever has.
Yeah,
I've been
living in the real world.
In all of the cities that I do, I've never had anybody show up to discuss the budget. Tax levies, yes. Budgets, no.
Oh, yeah.
On the 11th, you'll be here, though, if anybody.
Yeah, I'll be here the 11th,
questions.
And then I can be here on the 25th as well.
Did you guys want Becca here on the 25th if she's got to answer anything else?
I don't think so, Becca. I mean, you got to drive, and I mean, I know it doesn't matter to you, but we can call you in the middle of a meeting if we have a question.
Yep, yeah, we can do that too.
And I'll have all the numbers anyway.
By the 11th, we're
going to
be saying
this. Right, the
11th will
have
to be the hearing and the vote.
Not that we don't like your company.
Oh, right. No, you can come party with us anytime you want to. We just have fun.
Don't be pulling me over on my way out of town.
Well, wait a minute. We can't do that. We'd be losing revenue.
All right. Do we have anything else?
Anything
else? Do we have to vote on this or anything?
Somebody.
What do you guys think? I don't care.
It's new to motion.
Say the budget.
Just close the meeting, yeah.
And don't say close, adjourn.
Oh, that's
adjourn.
Right. We gotta,
adjourn the meeting.
We're going to adjourn the meeting. We are not, I repeat, not going into closed session.
I don't know what time it is.
Oh, he was.
And he,
shut that off.
When did you take a vote? It's got to be a vote to adjourn.
We have to have a vote to adjourn. Sorry.
I'll make the motion.
I'm naked.
Okay.
Sally, call for a vote.
Call for a vote.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
And do I do everybody?
Nope,
that's a three.
It.
That's a three.
Meeting
on the committee.
Yeah. Meeting adjourned.
Meeting is adjourned.